Chapter 2, Success.
How about that? Imagine that it is tomorrow morning and you're just waking up. You find at the foot of your bed, beautifully wrapped in gold foil, a package with your name on it. You spring to your feet, grab the gift, and tear it open. Inside, you find success. Success for the rest of your life. It's yours. You've got it. Some kind guide left it while you slept. Let me ask you, what would your new gift look like? What color would it be? How big was the package it arrived in? How would you describe it to the next person you spoke with on the telephone? How would it make you feel, receiving a gift like that? Would you be excited, knowing that you had in your hot little hands success for the rest of your life? You're very likely smiling at this point and possibly thinking, this guy Proctor should be writing comic books. This is a great fantasy. Listen up, my friend. This is no fantasy. The important points I just spoke about, the part that said you had the gift of success for the rest of your life, is a fact. You've got it. You may not know that you have it. In other words, you might not recognize this wonderful truth. And if you don't, you certainly have not been able to enjoy or share your success with your loved ones. But you've got it. Look at it this way. Bring your full conscious attention to bear on my voice, the sound of my voice, how I am sounding out each word. Next, shift your attention to an object that is within your sight. I can see a white cordless telephone in front of me. Bring your attention to bear on an object, any object, in front of you. If you're listening to this in your automobile, focus on your rearview mirror. All right, now, I want you to think of the ease with which you flip your attention from the sound of my voice to whatever object you chose to focus on. It took no effort. Well, with the same amount of effort, you can literally go from being unsuccessful to successful, from feelings of lack and limitation to a feeling of abundance in all areas of your life. Listen. That's it. Success is a direction that you choose. It has nothing to do with how much money you have, how old you are, where you are, who you are, or what you've done in the past, or even what you are presently doing at this specific moment. It's the direction you are going. It's the direction you choose to go with your life, and it is your choice. Activate your imagination for a moment. We're going to create a hypothetical situation of an individual who's filing for bankruptcy, going through divorce court, on crutches, with no particular place to sleep tonight, nothing to eat. Yet, the individual is successful. The old conditioning or the old paradigm you might be operating with could be causing you to think a person in the situation I just described, bankruptcy and all, sure doesn't look or sound successful. And, of course, that is generally where the problem with most people begins. They're going by what they see and hear, which is pretty natural. That is what we're taught to do from birth. That kind of thinking will cripple you every time. Mentally focusing on present physical results will only give you more of the same type of physical results. This hypothetical individual, who was surrounded by the overwhelming negative results, could have suddenly become aware of the bold, bare, beautiful truth that success is a direction which begins with a decision and has absolutely nothing to do with anything outside of himself. At the precise moment the hypothetical individual made a decision about what he wanted, and he knew what he wanted, and then made another critical decision, he would let go of the past and move in the direction of his dream. That's it. That was the magic moment that made him successful. Success is achieved by making a decision. Earl Nightingale used to tell a story of a successful businessman who was asked when he became successful. He replied, "I became successful when I was sleeping on a park bench because I knew where I was going and I knew that I would get there." The obvious question, then, is, if success is that simple, why do so few people participate? They don't know, and they don't know that they don't know. That is why so few people enjoy success. If you had a couple of ton of gold bullion buried in your backyard, but you didn't know it was there, how much good would it do you? It wouldn't do you any good because you didn't know it was there. The only real problem anyone will ever have is ignorance, not knowing. There are so few people who are truly successful, and so many others who desperately work hard all of their lives attempting to be successful, that the average person is deluded by an overwhelming amount of evidence which indicates success is hard to obtain, and those who do achieve success are either lucky or extremely brilliant. The great majority of the population is so busy attempting to make ends meet that they never take the time to actually do proper research or make an in-depth study of highly successful people. Every person who has made such a study has arrived at the same shocking conclusion. Success is merely a decision. That's it. You must decide what you want and then begin moving toward it. You decide now, right where you are, and you begin with whatever you've got. That's it. Don't argue with it. Success as a word or as a concept has fascinated people for centuries. It has probably been analyzed and discussed as often, if not more, than any other word in this or any language. However, relative to the total population of any country, there are only a few people anywhere who understand what success is all about, what the word means. Although there would understandably be some, there are very few people alive who have invested more time studying this word than myself. I have spent almost all day, every day, for 33 years analyzing success. Over the years, I have had many failures, but I have also had numerous exciting wins. I've enjoyed these experiences on many continents around the world. I believe it is important for you to understand this did not all take place in my own backyard, and there have been millions of dollars involved. The wins and the failures have both proven to be extraordinary personal learning experiences. I share this with you in support of my claim to understand the subject success. I have come to the firm conclusion that the very finest and most accurate definition of success I can give you is one my former employer and associate, the late Earl Nightingale, gave to me many years ago. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. When you give this definition of success the thought I have given it, and tested it as I have, you will realize just how perfect a definition it is. Earl Nightingale invested 17 1/2 years searching for this secret, this definition, before he found it. He left this world 40 years later without changing one word. Add to that what I previously mentioned, that I accepted Earl Nightingale's definition of success and have worked with it for well over 30 years, and you'll not alter a single word. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. I'm really making this sound simple, aren't I? Well, it certainly appears simple. But like so many other things in life that appear fairly simple, they're not that easy, nor are they that simple. They require thought. Think of it this way. Intellectually, most everyone would think they understood Earl Nightingale's definition of success: the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Just decide what you want and go for it. But there's more to it than that. You have to take it apart and analyze it. Let's take that word progressive. Progressive does not mean that you go at it with everything you've got for a day or two and then you slacken off for a week until someone comes along to wind your stem and cause you to take another run at it. Progressive in my dictionary is defined a few different ways, but one of the definitions says this: increasing in severity, intensive. I believe that's what Earl Nightingale had in mind. The realization part indicates an ever-increasing awareness, which would indicate that the materialization of the worthy ideal is becoming more obvious. Then, the worthy ideal becomes very interesting. Let's take ideal first. James Allen, the great Victorian author, put it so well when he suggested that an ideal is an idea that we have fallen in love with, meaning that it consumes our intellectual self, our emotional self, and our physical self. I like that. Now, for the worthy segment of this magnificent definition of success, the word worthy is the stumbling block for most people. Misunderstanding this part keeps the masses in the foothills, wandering aimlessly, frequently frustrated, often angry, and too often miserably disappointed with themselves and their accomplishments. It's like the little boy said to his dad, "Okay, Dad, we got the big house, the 2-car garage, the cars, the boat, and the place at the lake. What's next?" Most people are trying to shore up their self-image to the point where they feel worthy of the good that they desire. Consider this. You are the highest form of creation on the face of the earth. You are worthy of whatever good you desire. The question you should be asking then, is my idea worthy of me? Is it worthy of my attention, my interest? Should I be giving or trading my life for this idea? Is it worthy of my love? When you begin to look at Earl Nightingale's definition from that point of view, everything changes. What you want becomes so very important. Unfortunately, there are only about 1 or 2 people out of every 100 who recognize what they truly want. Think about it. Only a couple out of every 100 grab the brass ring. I have come to the conclusion that the vast majority of the population reject the real want every time it floats to the surface of their consciousness. Their self-image will not accept it, or they are afraid that if they even mention it to anyone, that they'd be laughed at. So they immediately begin to think of the reasons why they could not possibly have it. Bad programming, negative surroundings, and the lack of proper information and support keep most people lost in the foothills. They never enjoy the view from the top of the mountain. Because we are inundated with information on goals and the fact that you must have them to win, we find a few people setting them. However, these goals are typically for cars or money or buildings. All of these things are nice, and we should have and enjoy them. But let us clearly understand, they would rarely, if ever, represent a worthy ideal. They are merely substitutions for worthy ideals, which is probably why we call them goals. How could a person become consumed with the idea of buying a car or a building when we know we can own a fleet of cars without much trouble? I know one man who has personally bought 500 houses. These things would have a difficult time qualifying as worthy ideals. They are a collection of things. Please do not get me wrong. I enjoy nice cars and houses, but there's no way I'll trade my life for them. You must be wondering at this point, what does Proctor want? Well, I'll tell you what I want. I want to build a global organization dedicated to improving the quality of life worldwide, to create products and services with like-minded people who have a common purpose, to live and work in a prosperous environment that encourages productivity so that we may improve the service we render to our family, our company, our community, and ultimately our nation. That is what I want, and I'm progressively realizing it. Because my worthy ideal is so big and powerful, it has attracted wonderful people to me from all around the world. I never doubt if I can do it. I am doing it, and I will be doing it for the rest of my life here on this planet. Other wonderful people have bought into my dream. They have said, that's what I want too. Let's do it together. That's the kind of want that is worthy of you. When you are progressively realizing that type of a worthy ideal, you're a definite success. I could spoil your week if I told you about some of the terrible things that I've attracted to me in pursuit of my dream. But I've never wavered. Successful people never do. The truth of the matter is that everything which has happened has strengthened me. And just like nature, when a hurricane hits, all the weak structures and deadwood get blown away. That's the same in life. Don't be disappointed when other people let you down or betray you. Keep going. Nature abhors a vacuum. A stronger form of support is on the way, and nature's creating a space for them. Let's take a close look at you, your real nature, and then the idea of success. The very core of your being is spiritual. The essence of God is the very nucleus of you. You are a spiritual being. You have an intellect, and you live in a physical body. Now stay with me here. Spirit is always for expansion and fuller expression. It is never for disintegration. God, Spirit, operates in an orderly manner, which is perfect. We refer to this perfect action as law. This is frequently referred to as the laws of the universe. Spirit expresses itself through you. You are an instrument of God. When you are working in harmony with God or Spirit, you are working with an infinite source of supply. As an instrument, the only limits placed on you are the limits that you place on yourself. Because your basic nature is infinite, in truth, there is no limit to what you are capable of. As a people, when we permitted ourselves the luxury of holding the image or the want of traveling in an automobile rather than a horse and carriage, we built one. When we then afforded ourselves the luxury of having the image or the want of air travel, we did it. We introduced ourselves to another kingdom. We flew higher than the birds. It has been the same with the fax, the phone, the television. Ordinary people, extraordinary wants, and bingo, accomplishments. What do you really want? Recognize it. Admit it. Holler it from the treetops. This is what I really want. You see, my want is real. It's happening. Born Rich, the freeing philosophy, which is the foundation of my life's work, is now available in Chinese, French, Portuguese, English, and it's going around the world from North America to Asia to South America. Your spiritual core keeps jabbing at your consciousness. Be quiet and listen. What do you really want? Everyone wants something big, real big. Don't deny it or reject it. Grab it. Write it on paper. You don't have to know how it will happen. You only have to know it will happen. God had big plans for you when you were created. That's why you were given such awesome potential. The most erudite scientist alive today will not even guess at what you are capable of. Since God had such big plans for you, wouldn't it make good sense for you to have big plans for you? What do you really want? The picture of greatness keeps popping up in your mind. Everyone wants to be great at something. That's our nature. Know that. You would not even be able to mentally see yourself doing something if you couldn't do it. I like what Stella Mann said. If you can hold it in your head, you can hold it in your hand. What do you want? So what if it's still a fantasy? That's how the train and the plane and the car and the fax began. Fantasize. Play with the beautiful images. Then nail one. Say, that's it. That's what I want. That is worthy of me. I'll wake up every morning and be excited about trading my life for that. Yes, I really will. If your friends, relatives, and neighbors laugh at you, get away from them. Don't you dare let them pull you down. There are others who will pretend to be your friends, who go around moody or playing poor me. Get away from them. They'll rob you of your dream. You don't have to get better. You're already beautiful. God didn't make any rejects. The progressive realization of what you want will bring with it a greater awareness. Your power and magnetism will compound. Your want must be big, beautiful, and you must really want it. It does not matter if anyone else wants it or if they want you to want it. It only matters that you want it. If you truly want to live a successful life, you must be progressively realizing a worthy ideal. That is success, and that does require change. You're going to meet up with resistance. But by following the suggestions on this cassette and the suggestions on the cassette on persistence, you must choose a big, powerful want. I'm going to call it the want of your life. Understand the resistance will be strong. It will. But by properly preparing for this resistance, you'll beat it. You will win. Keep in mind that the degree of resistance you will encounter is in direct ratio to the size and the nature of the idea with which you begin to work. The visionaries have always been persecuted before they were recognized and rewarded, but that's okay. They understood what was happening. They realized that when people don't understand something, they have a tendency to ridicule and criticize it. I've taken a piece of literature on resistance by William Penn Patrick that I truly enjoy reading. It helps me, and I know it's going to help you. Prepare your mind for what Penn Patrick said. Be quiet and enjoy it. Learn. He said, no person, idea, or institution becomes great until great resistance has been encountered. Greatness cannot be achieved until this concept is understood. Unfortunately, the average person is ignorant of this rule to achievement. Mr. and Mrs. Average, in their ignorance, is fearful and reluctant to encounter even slight resistance. They don't want to make waves or be criticized, and they incorrectly feel that criticism will hold them back and prevent their happiness from being realized. In truth, the opposite is the case. Take note, when we begin to change, we are first given resistance by our loved ones, for they fear change because change means facing the unknown. When we begin to make rapid progress or commitment to rapid progress, we have roadblocks thrown up by our friends and relatives. They begin to resist by negative comments and actions, which are devices to cause you to maintain the status quo. Now, if you are to achieve great progress, you must prevail against those closest to you. This is difficult and requires courage because you desire to please and not hurt those you love. The truth is that great harm befalls your loved ones when you fail to be yourself, to do your thing and become what you are meant to become. This is so because you lose your enthusiasm for life. Your growth process stops and your self-esteem diminishes. Those negatives are reversed when you stand your ground. And when you have prevailed, your loved ones gain a new and a higher respect for you. History records countless events which prove the point. We are fortunate to have such great resistance. This resistance is evidence of our greatness, and it provides us with the energy to prevail, to conquer, and to dominate. These next few short years will record a brilliant history and establish a permanent place for our way of life, which is freedom to be and to work out our dreams for a great world, for ourselves, for children, and all of mankind. Understand our battle and be glorified that you are a part of making of history. The work you do today will provide new freedom and hope for millions yet to come. Stand tall in the face of your enemy. Your resolution and commitment will seize his heart with fear, and he'll fade into oblivion. And that is the law of life. All right, my friend, that's it. Now you understand what must be done. Hopefully, you are acutely aware of the point I stressed and the message I recorded for you on persistence. Success and persistence do go together like the chicken and the egg. You will not have one without the other. You will not persist if the want is not the right want for you. And if you don't persist, you will not be successful. You want success. I know you do. Go back to the foot of your bed and open that imaginary gift. Make the decision. Accept your gift from God. Success for the rest of your life. It's yours. Come and climb the mountains with us. We'll enjoy your company. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal.
This is Michelle Blood. I just wanted to let you know that we have a magnificent app called Magnet to Money App, which will help you achieve even greater success. It is full of content, affirmations, meditations, and so much more. Go to magnettomoneyapp.com now. Also, if you'd like to go even deeper into your consciousness and study mysticism and become enlightened, please go right now to this website, www.themysticalexperience.com.